You're listening to The Cook Show, a podcast from the BBC. You can find out more at bbc.co.uk/collegeofproductions.
Hi, and welcome to this special edition of The Cook Show, coming to you from the Radio Academy's Radio Festival. We stopped by the Foot in the Door sessions and spoke to delegates as they mingled with industry insiders and asked some vital career-shaping questions, like how do I get on air to what do producers do? First up, we spoke to producer Greg.
My name is Greg Hughes. I am the producer of the Vodafone Big Top 40, which goes out on 115 commercial radio stations every Sunday. And as well as that, I'm the special projects coordinator for Capital and Capital Extra.
So what did you think of the session?
It's been great. So as part of the radio festival organised by the Radio Academy, we've been at Foot in the Door today, which is almost like speed dating for the radio world. So loads of industry experts sat around on big tables and people can come round and basically pick your brains for 15 minutes and you get one-on-one access with people that are working in the industry in all sorts of different fields, whether that's presenters or producers like myself or people that work in imaging and production or journalists, and ask them all the questions that you wanted to ask. And it's really informal, it's really relaxed, and you can kind of just get some valuable advice from people that you might not normally be able to get to by email or things like that.
For Greg, getting noticed is as much about your personality as it is your talent. Make sure you think about what type of radio you want to get involved in, do your research, and don't forget your manners.
I think the thing is to kind of be polite and be well-mannered and don't push too much, but kind of find out exactly who it is that you need to speak to, and don't always think just because you want to be a presenter that, you know, the boss of Radio 1 or the boss of Capital is the person you need to speak to first. So try and be clever about it and then approach them, be polite, don't necessarily ask for a job straight away, you know, ask if you can go and buy them a coffee and then get them to listen to your demo that way, and try and find a mentor in the industry, because I think that's really useful, and I don't think enough people do that. But, you know, find someone and, you know, get them to listen to your stuff if you want to be a presenter, or, you know, talk through your ideas if you're a producer, or, you know, get them to critique your bulletins if you're a journalist, and really use that person to try and help you out through the industry, because they can give you advice, they can put you in touch with the right people, and just go about it that way, I think.
I spoke to Bethan, Shanane and Alice, who are all after different pieces of advice to help them determine their chosen radio career path.
The biggest piece of advice I've had so far is to record everything that I do, and if I've had a, you know, particularly good piece of audio, record it, whack up my SoundCloud, and perhaps even create a website. We're told to create our own website just so on our CV people can have that link and it can take straight through to all our audio and all of our work experience we've done. And so I think that's kind of the biggest piece of advice I've had so far today. And so obviously when I go home now, I think that's one of the first things I'll do.
The top tips have been to save everything, especially now we're doing it at uni. Like all our podcast interviews we do, also keep those as well, because we tend not to keep them because it's uni work and, you know, actually it's quite relevant to what, you know, the field that we want to go into. So just going to keep those and upload them to like Mixcloud or SoundCloud so, you know, employers can see it and listen to it if they want to.
Very interesting advice about whether you need voice training or not, because I've been working on podcasts and I wasn't sure whether I could carry on just based on people's advice or whether I needed specific training. So that was very helpful. Also about doing a demo reel, that you have to, like a CV, basically you have to make a demo reel, a different one for every job you apply for. I guess in terms of getting a job in radio, you just have to be persistent, kind of just put yourself out there and make yourself indispensable, I guess, get yourself known.
We also spoke to a few delegates who were told not just of the importance of using social media, but how to use it when approaching people.
I'm Ruby and I'm studying journalism at my third year at John Washington University.
My name's Camelia, I'm studying journalism in my final year at Liverpool John Moores.
I'm Eleanor and I'm a third year journalism student at Liverpool John Moores.
So my name's Hannah Kane, I'm an international journalism student in my third year. So today I've been asking a lot of questions like, what's the best route in? Like, if you can't access emails, is Twitter an acceptable way to get a route in? If so, what ways to go about it? So today I've learned a lot about, like, some people don't like Sir or Madam and some people do prefer that. And it's just trying to figure out the personality before you get in touch with them yourself.
I think I'm going to have a more be more present on social media. I think social media is really important now, especially with new technologies.
Speak assistant, so you get your name known.
So meet the professionals and learn more about the different fields, which I think I have. It's been really useful to see how they began all their journeys and got started off in the field.
I also spoke to Jazz FM's Chris, one of the Academy's 30 Under 30. He gave his thoughts on the best way to start your career in radio, how to generate ideas, and how to approach radio stations.
My name's Chris Gilbeer. I'm a producer, a presenter, and I'm also traffic manager for Jazz FM in London. A lot of people are sort of saying, what's the easiest way in? To which there is obviously no real answer, other than to just kind of keep on trying, keep on wiggling. And I mean, the best advice that I can give is to keep listening to as many different radio stations as you can to get more and more ideas and to build up an idea of what radio stations you like, what radio programs you like. And then it's such a classic, but just keep pestering and keep going to radio stations. A great way of doing so is to go to either local radio stations commercially or in the BBC, and smaller organisations. Actually, our radio station, Jazz FM, isn't much bigger than a local radio station. We're specialists, but there's not very many of us, and so we're quite approachable in that sense. We're not a big conglomerate or anything like that, although bigger companies are more likely to offer big work experience schemes and that sort of thing.
So there you have it. Tips for getting into radio. For more highlights from the Radio Festival and plenty more on all aspects of production, please visit the College of Production website. Just search for BBC College of Production. You can also find us on Twitter at BBCCOP. That's BBCCOP. This podcast was produced by myself, Roxy Ebrahim Khan. Thanks for listening.